On Friday, a judge ruled that the DACA program, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, must continue. The Obama administration program that gives temporary protected status to immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children has been at the center of the immigration debate in Congress since the Trump administration began its attempt to dismantle it in 2017. But the judge's decision comes with a caveat. Judge John D. Bates has given the Justice Department until August 23rd to appeal the decision. And here to explain all of this for us is Sarah Pierce, policy analyst with the Migration Policy Institute. And Sarah, start by laying out what exactly the judge ruled on Friday.
So this judge had previously ruled that the Department of Homeland Security had not properly ended the DACA program, and it stayed that ruling, giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to issue a proper rationale and really legally kind of justify their decision for rescinding the DACA program. And in this most recent decision, that judge said that the rationale that the Department of Homeland Security gave in response to his prior ruling was insufficient, that they had not given a sufficient rational explanation to justify their decision, and that because of that, they're now obligated to restart the DACA program in full. However, he's stayed this decision or kind of paused it for 20 days to give the Department of Homeland Security an opportunity to appeal his ruling.
What was the justification that the Justice Department submitted that he was not okay with?
So their primary rationale for ending DACA is saying that it's unlawful, that they don't believe that there's legal justification to justify DACA, and that they believe it's unconstitutional. And the judge found that even though they're still relying on that primary rationale, they failed to sufficiently justify it.
Okay. And in that interim period that he has sort of paused, like you said, what do we expect the administration to do?
We absolutely expect them to appeal it. So they'll be appealing it to the D.C. Circuit, and then the D.C. Circuit will have to decide whether or not they can stay, you know, or continue to pause this judge's ruling, or if the government is going to have to go forward and fully restart the DACA program.
Okay. Is there an opportunity here in what the judge has ruled and in this back and forth with the judge and the Justice Department for the Trump administration to find another justification, to find another avenue, another way, reason to end this program that might be accepted?
Absolutely. And that's always been true. So we actually have multiple other rulings that are requiring the administration to continue granting DACA renewals, where this case is unique in that this judge, should his ruling go forward, would require the administration to fully restart DACA, meaning not only do renewals, but also adjudicate new DACA applications. Mm-hmm. But the administration has always had the opportunity to go through a different route. For example, there's a regulatory process that they could do where they release a notice saying that they're going to rescind DACA and go through this notice and comment period. They've always had that opportunity to go a different route in their rescission, because in each of these cases, what is at issue is the process that the administration has used to end DACA. But the administration has never done that, even though they've always had that opportunity. So I think we're kind of seeing that wishy-washy stance from the administration, and that they don't want DACA to exist. They don't think it's legally justified, but at the same time, they know this is a politically sympathetic group of individuals that are benefiting from it. And I think in the administration's ideal world, Congress would kind of fix it and step in.
So then that leads me to my next question. Is this a chance for Congress to do that, to step in? Does what happens in the courtroom with this case affect at all what Congress may or may not do?
I think it could, in theory it could, but I think really on the ground, no, I don't think we'll see any movement. You know, we've had big pushes both in the House and in the Senate in the last, you know, year, really 6 months, for them to go forward with a piece of DACA legislation. And even though they've really tried, neither has been able to do so. And I don't think anything about this decision is suddenly going to spur Congress to do it, especially so close to the midterms.
Right. So last thing I have for you, Sarah. So I wonder then about the people affected by this, the people enrolled in or who could enroll in this program. I mean, are we still seeing people apply, and are there challenges because of the back and forth that has been going on in the courts to kind of keeping people up to date, saying, you know, yes, you can still be a part of this, you can still enroll?
We are continuing to see renewals happen, which is great. So hopefully the word is getting out that renewals are still going and that everyone should renew as soon as they possibly can. But I think this is definitely putting a lot of stress both on those individuals who currently have DACA, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to continue the status, but also on individuals who are aging into the program,
mm-hmm.
You know, who were previously too young or who have maybe now met the education requirements and could start DACA. So this is a population of individuals that are currently unauthorized and could apply for this benefit and get work authorization in the United States only if the program is restarted. They're just kind of sitting there and waiting and very vulnerable while they're waiting for to see if this program gets restarted.
All right. Sarah Pierce is a policy analyst with the Migration Policy Institute. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.